It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, Satellite Guys, welcome to another exciting edition of SatelliteGuys.us podcast. We have a very jam-packed show for you today, folks.
Yeah, our final show before the big Christmas holiday, and I hope you guys are all done with your shopping and you got everybody something good.
Yeah, I know. Speaking of Christmas gift-giving, and, you know, Charlie's been gift-giving to Dish Network subs, and it's just not the way they wanted it to.
Yeah, on last week there, on Thursday, they had a Dish Network retailer chat. And as you first read at Satellite Guys, Dish Network is going to have a big, big, big price increase on February 1st. If you're a Turbo HD subscriber, your rates are going up by as much as $10 a month. However, if you're an America's Top whatever customer, your prices are only going up $2 or $3. So depending what packages you have, depends on how much it's going up.
Yeah, Scott, I was extremely surprised by this $10 price increase for that package. And to me, that seems kind of excessive, especially the fact that Dish Network hasn't added... They've added moderate HD to keep up with the pace of DirecTV, but the HD that they've added hasn't been quite enough to see as a $10 price increase.
There's a reason for it. So many people thought that the HD-only packages were such a great deal that they were planning on canceling their America's Top whatever packages and switching down to HD-only. Now, if they did that, Dish would be out a lot of money. So what they did was raise their prices up so it makes it more inviting to stay with the package they currently have with all the standard definition channels.
Right, and to me that doesn't make sense. Well, it makes sense, but that seems a little unfair. It seems like they're charging a premium for the high definition channels.
Well, the reason they don't want people leaving the standard definition, because if too many people do it, you know, their contract rates are going to go up because they have a smaller audience for a lot of those channels. So they're trying to price it so that people want it only if they do want it, and not the other way around. So they're trying to keep people on the America's Top whatever packages, which are being renamed. Whatever brain scientist thought of that should be taken out behind the woodshed and shot a couple times, you know, in the Family Jewels. It was just a stupid idea to change all the package names, and it's also a stupid idea to change all the names of the receivers.
Right, it gets confusing after a little while. And speaking of channels, we've noticed that lately there's been a lot of fighting going on between Charlie and other local networks, for instance, Fisher Communications.
Right, those were pulled last week off the Dish Network lineup. And Fisher Communications, according to the website, is asking 2 cents a day for their local channels, which is 60 cents a month. And then the idiots at Fisher put up a page there showing, you know, what channels cost back in, I believe it was 2005 or 2006, and showing that, you know, they're a good buy. But when you look at how much CNN is, you know, which I believe was, you know, in the 30-cent range, and Fisher Communications wants 60 cents for just a lousy, you know, local network, there's no way Charlie should pay that much for any channel. That's a local network. It's not like it's a major network where a lot of people watch it. Its reach is very small.
Right, and that probably explains why Charlie's having this Charlie chat tonight, which is going on right now, and exactly why they haven't been able to come to terms, which this is really not Dish Network's fault. It's more of a local channel being kind of greedy.
Yeah, and Fisher had the nuts to basically go and say, because Dish pulled them down, that Dish caused a terrible public disservice by pulling the Fisher channels down because of bad weather in the area. And, Charlie wrote a letter to Fisher, which I posted on the Satellite Guys website, offering to keep the channels online, and Fisher, as far as I understand, declined that invitation to keep the channels online. So the lawsuit is pretty baseless, and the only reason Fisher's upset about Dish Network not carrying their channels during the bad weather isn't because of they want to do a public service for their viewers. The storm centers and all those things, when they have, you know, local weather problems, those are the most profitable time for television stations, as because most local viewers are tuning in to their local channel, and then they preempt network programming and other programming and just show you local stuff, including a lot of local commercials. And if you ever notice the scrolls on the bottom of the screen with all the cancellations and parking bans and stuff like that, they're always sponsored by a lot of companies. So by those people not seeing that stuff, those channels were losing money, a lot of money by not being seen on Dish Network.
Yeah, in fact, I remember reading that letter on Satellite Guys, and it looked like Charlie wanted to keep Fisher on until, like, May or something, until spring, until the winter weather season was over. And, that's crazy for Fisher to decline that. In fact, it looks like they're not the only ones they're having problems with. It looks like also DirecTV and Charter they're also having problems with.
Right. It's everybody keeps saying, why is this always with Dish Network? Dish Network's a little more vocal about it. And also, the TV stations are a little more vocal with Dish Network because they're an easy target, because they're known for doing these heavy-handed negotiations. But as you mentioned, Charter Communications, a cable system, is going to be dropping at least one channel that I know of as they're in negotiations. Also, DirecTV is dropping one channel that I know of down in Virginia on January 1st. So these kind of negotiations that are going on, are happening all over the place. It's not just a Dish Network problem.
Yeah, and it really makes sense when you see that the retransmission rate that they're trying to offer to Dish Network is really outrageous, especially in the fact that any local viewer within that designated market area can put up an over-the-air antenna and receive their signal for free.
That is 100% correct. And another key point here is a lot of people in those areas where these Fisher stations are, even if they put up an antenna, they can't get a really good signal from those stations. So the only way to watch Fisher channels without breaking up is either by cable television or via satellite. So the satellite companies are giving Fisher Communications and all these other broadcasters into more people's homes that cannot receive their signal acceptably. And, it just shows that this is just corporate greed. And, Fisher Communications should be scolded. Dish is also in talks with ComCorp. And I understand there could be a couple more before the end of the year. And it's just, it's sad to see. And it's just corporate greed.
Right, exactly, Scott. Well, it's...
Let's before we go any further, let's go back to the Dish Network price increase for a couple seconds.
Okay.
First of all, I want to mention that, we had the stuff up online here with the price increase since Friday, and no other site reported on it until, I think, late Sunday night. So, again, always choose Satellite Guys for your satellite industry news first. Had to get that rub in there. But also another big thing, and I've been seeing this online, and more importantly, well, people are saying, well, I'm going to dump Dish Network and go with DirecTV because they're not raising my prices. And that is absolutely untrue. DirecTV has announced a price increase. They just haven't announced what that price increase is yet. So if you're thinking that DirecTV is the golden child and is not going to raise their rates, that's not going to happen. But what DirecTV is doing, which is smart of them, is for new customers, they're offering a price guarantee. So the rates that are here today, December 22nd, whatever the date is, is the same rates you're going to pay until January 1st, 2010.
Right, yeah. In fact, right now, my honest opinion is any provider, whether it's DirecTV or Dish Network, should not be raising rates right now at all, because it's a bad time for the economy, and they should be trying to keep their prices as low as possible to gain as many customers as they can.
But it's not a Dish Network or DirecTV thing, and because of these things that are happening with like Fisher Communications, and it happened with Young Broadcasting, and we see it happening with various cable networks over the years. The cost of programming keeps going up and up, so they have to decide where they, what kind of profit margins they need to make to survive as a company. And it's not really Dish Network customers trying to scold its customer base. They're just trying to survive as a company. And I can understand that. A $10 increase on some packages is a little hard for people to swallow, but I understand the business reasons for their doing it.
Right. Eventually, these prices are going to go up so much that people are just going to start screaming for a la carte, and it's going to happen eventually. It's going to be probably another 10 or 20 years, though. It's not going to come quick enough.
Yeah, well, the big problem with a la carte is so many channels are tied in one channel. If you want to carry ESPN, you got to carry ESPN2, you got to carry ESPNU, you got to carry ESPN HD, you got to carry ESPN HD2, you got to carry ESPN Ocho. that one doesn't exist on except on that ping pong movie, whatever the hell it was. But all the ESPNs that they have, the ESPN Classics and so on and so forth, you know, are all tied into one channel. So if you call up and say, I want ESPN and ESPN only, you know, other channels like ESPN Classic may not survive because nobody wants to pay for that channel.
Right. ESPN's like $3.50 a month or something like that to cost per month per subscriber.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And it keeps going up. I think it's got like an 18% increase coming up in the next year. And that's a lot of money. But even besides ESPN, you know, you've got your ABC channels like your ABC Family. You know, some people don't want SoapNet, but they'll pay for ABC Family. And they're all packaged together to Dish Network as one big package. They don't pay for each channel individually. So if people just chose ABC Family instead of choosing, you know, SoapNet would go away. There'd be a lot less channels available on satellite if a la carte took effect. So it's got some pluses and it's got some minuses, and it's a really tough one because, you know, you got a lot of people who are sports fans and will happily pay out the nose for sports, and then you've got other people who don't watch sports whatsoever and are tired of paying, you know, the $3.50 a month for ESPN when they don't watch it.
Yeah, don't forget about the Disney Channel. It's the mouse that's greedy, I'm telling you.
Hey, cheese is expensive these days. You been in the store lately?
Yeah. But anyhow, it's time to switch gears here on the Satellite Guys .us podcast, which we haven't done in a little while.
Okay, let's see what we got coming up next. Let's see here.
We got the 21.0 remote.
Oh, that's it. Yep, on Friday, before we got hit by the big blizzard here in Connecticut, I got my hands on an unofficial copy of the Dish Network 21.0 remote, which is the new learning remote from Dish Network. There's two different models available. One that's IR only, and the other one is IR UHF. If you're going to buy them, make sure you get the IR UHF one, so that way it works with everything, no matter where you are in your house. A lot of people got these remotes directly from Dish Network since they're not available from retailers yet, and the remotes came in the mail with no instructions. So we went and, you know, pinged our people at Dish Network, and they sent me over the information they had, and I was able to piece together a manual on Friday, and I updated that manual today with easier to find remote codes this morning, and placed that online. And again, you know, the place to find your information was here at Satellite Guys, and I'm awfully proud of that. And so if you haven't grabbed it yet, or you do have one of those remotes and can't figure out how to program it, check the Dish Network forum. And speaking of Dish Network individually, not individually, but speaking of Dish Network, kind of a surprise, not surprise this weekend as far as the Voom networks go, huh, Bob?
No, not at all. In fact, Voom is officially busted. There's no Voom whatsoever as Cablevision decided to cease the operations of Voom networks and all those wonderful video on demand channels that they had going after Dish Network decided to ditch Voom back 6 months ago.
Right, and all the channels are still on Cablevision and will be on until the end of January sometime, except for HD News. The plug was pulled on HD News almost immediately when the announcement came out, which is kind of sad. Some interesting news about the HD News that we heard at Team Summit was that, you know, Dish Network can monitor what people are watching, and HD News at any time usually only had a few dozen people watching. That's a few dozen out of a couple million people who could watch that channel. And you can understand why Dish Network dropped that one. But Voom is gone, and I think they really did themselves in, because I know companies were interested in some of the channels from Voom, but Voom was very stubborn, from what I hear, and that they wanted cable companies and satellite companies to carry all 15 Voom channels or nothing, and I think that's ultimately what did them in.
Yeah, the only good thing, the only good news that came out of the Voom announcement was that they are not ceasing international operations, so if you happen to be listening from Iraq and have a dish pointed to Hotbird 6, you could still watch Treasure HD over there, if it's still broadcasting. But as far as the international relations go, it looks like Voom's going to be still going strong over there.
Yeah, and they got three Voom channels, I believe, still on Bell TV, which used to be Bell Express View. They have Equator, they have Treasure HD, and they have one other one, I believe. But they're not listed as Voom channels up in Canada. They're listed as by a different company, but it's all the Voom content from those channels. But you know, kind of sad to see it happen because, you know, people are going to lose their jobs and what have you. But, again, I think it was the stubbornness of Voom of not breaking apart their packages and giving people what they want that all ultimately caused the demise of Voom. Because even Dish Network themselves, they wanted to keep 5 Voom channels. And Cablevision said, you carry them all or you carry nothing. And you don't make an ultimatum like that to a man named Charlie Ergen.
Right, and in fact, I think if Voom was smart, they would have continued offering, like, Monsters HD. That was their most popular channel. And they could have probably made more money if they marketed that channel singly than as a part of the package group. In fact, I'm pretty sure that not only would Dish carry it, but I'm pretty sure DirecTV and a bunch of other cable companies would have probably picked that channel up because it was a really great idea and really great concept.
Yeah, it was, and you know, I'm sad to see it go. The two channels I missed were Monsters HD, and the big one for me was Rave, the music channel. It's so much superior than when MHD or Palladia is now. It was a great channel, showed some great concerts, and it will be missed. So Voom goes boom. And speaking of going boom, the big guy from Tampa, Florida, got some big news in this week, and the boom is the sound effects of him walking around because he's a heavy guy. Bubba the Love Sponge got his contract renewed on Sirius Satellite Radio for 2 years. This was announced on Friday, and it was really surprising to hear it come out on Friday because on Thursday afternoon they did a big farewell show where people were saying their goodbyes to all the satellite radio listeners because they did not think they were going to get renewed. And then Friday morning, Howard Stern called in to the Bubba the Love Sponge show and delivered the news down.
Yeah, Bubba's back, and that's awesome. Sirius Satellite Radio subscribers really have been vocal as far as their programming is concerned, not only with Bubba the Love Sponge, but also with other programming content that Sirius has brought back. And it's great news. Bubba the Love Sponge was SiriusXM's number 2 rated DJ right behind Howard Stern, and he had quite a following and a vocal following at that.
Yeah, one of the things that actually concerned me, and I heard Howard Stern talking about this last week, was they were saying they were wondering how many new customers that Bubba the Love Sponge would bring in for SiriusXM. And they seem to be forgetting, and it seems like all paid television companies are forgetting lately, that the people who are already subscribed to their service are subscribing for certain shows and products as well, and they don't seem to be taking that into effect. They were more worried about how many new people they're going to bring in instead of how many people are actually paying to listen to them now. And that kind of bugged me a little bit.
Yeah, that's a great point, Scott. And I think Sirius kind of realized that with the fact that there was such a following of people who were canceling radios left and right with Bubba the Love Sponge. And, you know, SiriusXM's got a great product, and they continue to improve on that product. But when they started to go south, it seems like they genuinely listened to their customers and realized the mistakes that they made and corrected those.
Yeah, the Bubba the Love Sponge show is a fun show. If you've never listened before, it's going to take a couple listenings to get used to what he's talking about and why he's talking about it and the language he uses on it, because he speaks in a lot of carny talk. I luckily got to work with Bubba years ago when he was up here at Radio 104 in Hartford. Even though he was in Tampa, Florida as his main broadcasting place, he'd come up to Hartford and do live broadcasts every once in a while and got to sit in there and see the crew do their things. And, you know, Bubba's kind of like the ringleader, but the main star of the show is Manson, who does all the voices for the show. And I'm not going to say what characters he does, but any non-existing dudes out there, just hilarious, the stuff he comes out with. Let me just say that.
Yeah, the show is definitely, it's something else. It's not for everybody, though. It's more geared towards a male audience between 18 and 34. But if you are wanting to take a listen, it's on Howard 101. It's 3 p.m. Central Time through, like, 7 p.m. Central Time. Figure out through your time zone, or you can go to Sirius.com and find the schedule there.
Right, and that's some big news because a lot of people were getting upset at Sirius for removing channels. And speaking of removing channels, Sirius is returning 2 of the channels that it removed. And I can't remember the channels offhand, but if you check our satellite radio forum, they'll give you all the details there. 2 of the channels that were removed from Sirius are returning on January 15th. which is this in the Bubba Love Sponge news is making satellite radio fans a little more happier than they were just a couple weeks ago.
Yep, and well, Scott, that's the music.
Yep, we're getting ready for CES here, besides Christmas this week, and it's going to be a good time. I'm going to have an announcement pretty soon for our supporting pub members that I'm really, really excited about, and we're going to do something different for our pub members this year from CES. Hopefully everything works. But if you're a pub member, look into the pub members forum sometime within the next week or two, and I'll have a major announcement there for you. And to everybody else who's listening out there, please have a very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, or Happy whatever you celebrate. And please be safe, and join us for our next podcast.
We'll see you real soon. Bye.
See ya.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.